If there's one thing that has been difficult for me to hear for a while, you know, like at first when I started hearing it was like, yeah, good for you, kudos. But now it's just like, I feel like just screaming at people to shut up. And okay, I wonder what I'm talking about. That phrase is, I know my value. It's like, okay, what does that mean? And how does it help you or help anyone? Jige? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, good whatever time of the day you're listening to this, and welcome to another episode of the Volatilas with Tanya. That was a lot to get off my chest. Okay, so how are you guys doing? I hope you had a great week. It's another weekend, which means another episode of the Volatilas with Daniel to bide you for the weekend, ending the weekend with wisdom. Yeah. Okay, I'm feeling myself today. That's because something really, really exciting happened, but you know, I'm not going to talk about it now. You know, that one's maybe on my Instagram, actually. If you're just listening to the first guy, God of mercy, not today. Not today. Mm-mm. I cast and bind the spirit of Ibon time. If you're just listening to the podcast for the first time, thank you so very much for checking out the Fluid Gang. For we are the Volatile Family. We are ever changing, ever improving. Yeah. Finding balance in the world. Yeah. Okay. I am not this hyper on anybody. Like, I am not this ridiculously young hyper. I'm an old soul, yeah? So let me come back to my old soul place. Okay, so what is today's episode about? Today's episode is simply about, you heard what I said in the beginning, right? That phrase, I know my value, is like, what does it mean and how does it help anyone? So I had a guest come on, you know, a friend of mine, and we just had a short conversation about what we think about it and how, if some other things do not come with the I know my value, you know, mindset, or should I say I know my value saying or whatever, if some other things do not come with it, it's useless. Is it right? And you must be wondering, who exactly is this guest? Well, it's a friend of mine. He's been on the podcast here before, on the first episode of the season 2, where we talked about the October 20th massacre and everything. His name is Tobo Egbekun. He is a copywriter, a B2C copywriter. He's a content writer. He's a great mind. I call him generator for wisdom, because whenever I'm on a call with him, it's like I see, wisdom just drops out of anywhere, right? So hold on to your seats, guys. And I hope the conversation will be exciting as it was for us, and also insightful. Also, let me warn you, the sound quality is not that great. Zoom, Nigerian network, and living with family did us a strong thing. And we thought about rescheduling, but then we're like, you know, we have busy schedules, so we'll just go with it. I did my best to edit the sound to, you know, not make your ears bleed, but please just manage it. Anyway, on to the conversation.
Bro, come on. How you doing now?
I did, bro. How are you now?
I'm good, bro. You ready for this?
Yeah, man. So good to be here, man. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
This is the second time I'm having you on the podcast, but this is the first time it's just you.
Oh, yes. It is the first time. Yeah. It's such a pleasure.
It's not even for me too, because like I said, you're like generator for wisdom. When does he call you like this?
My guy, don't mind me, man.
Okay. Okay, so the topic is knowing your value is not a value. And like I said earlier, I was talking earlier and I said, my own belief is, you know, it's good to know your worth, all right? It's good to know your value, like,
yeah, definitely.
You know what you can offer, you know what you have, what skills and all that ish. But
yeah,
it's useless if you do not know where to offer it. Jige.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, that is a very, very good question, good fact that people tend to overlook these days. I think most of the time when people say they know their value, they don't need to prove it, it's more of a defense mechanism for their insecurity. So, like, for example, now, you I'm a copywriter, for example, now, and the thing is, okay, businesses need my expertise. Now, mm-hmm. I know I can do this, and you're like, oh, okay, I don't need to market myself. I don't need to go out there. But, man, nobody would know what you can do if you don't put yourself out there. So, you know, that's why most people say the best copywriters are not the ones hired. It's the ones that are the best at marketing themselves that are the ones who are usually hired. So most of the time, even we're talking, okay, I'm even talking about every field. We're even talking singing, football, everything. I mean, if you do not have the platform to showcase your talent, so for somebody to pick you up and try to take a chance on you, there is no way you'll just be there like a stone that will never see the light of day. So that's just it. Because if you say, oh man, I know my worth. Yo, there are people who might be actually be better than Ronaldinho. Mm. But because they did not, for some people, it's because they did not have the exposure. But those people who can actually do better for themselves and have the exposure to do what they wanted is just arrogance and pride, because they do not, you know, you putting yourself out there, it's another learning experience for you. So it's more of a fear of the unknown that they fail to admit most of the time. It's the fear of the unknown, the fear of rejection, of not being good enough. So that's what most people think. Oh, okay, I'm good enough. I need to prove it to anybody. I just have me and Jesus, and that Jesus loves me, and that's it. No, but the thing is, at the end of the day, you are trying to, in fact, it's selfish. It's selfish saying you know your worth, and you're just going to keep it to yourself, because your job is to serve humanity, you know, with whatever talent that you have. So you saying that you're just going to lock yourself in a closet without saying, oh, okay, I'm going to help a business, I'm going to help somebody with something, it's selfish.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with what you're saying, that, you know, there's a level of insecurity that goes into it. There's a level of selfishness that goes into it. I'm not the helpful kind of selfishness. Do you get?
Yes.
And you spoke about platforms and different kinds of things, and I think we should focus on that a little bit, platform. And by platform, I'm talking about knowing where to, you know, put that value. Because take, for example, you're a photographer. You work great with outdoor shootings and everything, you know, nature and stuff like that. Now, most photography is done indoors, right?
True.
So which means you need to market yourself in a way to people who would like more, you know, outdoor shoots, maybe modeling companies like that are like outdoor shoots, maybe perfume brands or clothing brands that, you know, put to themselves or want to have that image of being nature friendly, you know, that kind of thing. You need to market yourself to be in that kind of space. But now, let's not assume that, you know, you're doing the whole I'm good, you get, like, you just go, I know I'm good, you understand, and I'm good wherever it is I go to, this and that and that. My question is, now you go pay yourself, like, I don't get, are you the one that's going to pay yourself? So how would you say people should, okay, you know what, let me rephrase what I was saying.
Okay.
Does the place or those who use your skills determine whether it's valuable or not?
That's a very good question, Daniel. Yes. In fact, that for a fact, that is very good. Because, you know, when you're not in the right place and you do not get the value you deserve, you understand? You do not get the value you deserve. So, let's talk about career now, for example. You know, when we're talking about career, it's when you're starting out. The thing is, most people know that you're just starting out somehow. So they would want to take advantage of that, you understand? Because you're the underdog, so they will expect you to take less than you're supposed to. Only few people are willing to pay you your money's worth. You understand? So this is where the thick skin comes in. This is where you stand your ground. And where it's always easier for most people when you're talking about platforms to use and platforms to set yourself, it's always best to have somebody that you can run to who is in the same field with you.
Mm.
When you have a problem, you'll be like, oh, okay, hi, coach, mentor, I'm having these issues. How do I navigate through this? How do I get through this? Because it's always easier when you have somebody in your corner you can run to say, okay, please help me out with this. And they'll tell you, okay, this is how you should talk to this person. This is how you should get to this person. Now, this boils down to the fact of, oh, I know my worth. I know my worth. You can never know all those things without actual engagement in the field.
Mm.
You understand? You can never know, because there are some things that you cannot learn theoretically. So even if you go to school, you've learned a skill. Now, marketing yourself is another thing entirely. Something you need to learn. It's something you need to learn entirely on its own. So yeah, so use the platform to use is dependent of those who have been there before you. You consult, say, oh, okay, how have you done this before? How were your struggles? Now, the thing is that what everybody should understand in every profession is nobody has the same roadmap. Nobody had the same roadmap. So it could take you a shorter time, even before that person, most of the time, or it even take you a longer time. You know, it's not because one isn't good enough. It's only because sometimes the opportunity might just elude you for some time, you know. But it's definitely there. It's going to come through. It's just that it takes some time to actually break through sometimes. So, yeah. So, platforms are very important. But an easy act is getting somebody in your corner you can always run to talk to.
So, in other words, knowing what skill you can offer, knowing maybe whether it's valuable or not, is not everything. You need to have, you know, maybe supporters, mentors. You need to know the right platform. You need to learn, you know, how to approach the market, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, and I agree. Take for instance, let's relate it into a relational position now. Like, let's take it away from skills. Like, most people, when they are going to a relationship, you know, feel that the person that is going to be in a relationship with them should feel lucky, jigger, like as if they hit the jackpot and everything, that they have been in a relationship with them, because they feel like they'll be the best boyfriend, they'll be the best girlfriend, you understand? They can do this, they can do that, they can do that. Yes. And then they end up dating this person, and then 3 months later, or 6 months, God given, they break up. And that one is like, I'm the perfect boyfriend. Why would you break up with me? And that one was like, yeah, well, you know, you don't really talk that well. You don't communicate that well. You don't do this. You don't do that. And then you're like, shook. You're like, ooh, okay. And in that situation, I'll ask in a very, very, in a very, very gentle manner. I'm going to ask, where did all the, I know my value go?
Daniel, in that case, it's a matter of pride and delusion in what we actually are. When it comes to relationships, I'm not even talking about between the opposite sex, friendships, the office, generally the people. I don't think overestimating your people's skills is the best thing. Now, we should always put in ourselves in evaluation of, okay, could I have said this better? Could I have handled this situation better? When you constantly do that and have an evaluation, automatically you get to self-mastery to the point that, oh, okay, this is how I should talk to this person. This is how I should talk to the person. And most people that act like they're like the perfect person or the perfect friend or the perfect boyfriend is mostly because they fail to realize that they have their own weaknesses too.
Mm.
Or should I say they take it for granted, take their weaknesses for granted and they think that, okay, because they've associated with a few people, they feel that it's really the same process for everyone. You can agree with me, Daniel, that it's not every single person you have the same kind of interaction with. There are some people, yeah, exactly. There are some people that might react differently to the way you and I respond to each other. You know, there, you know, especially there are some dark jokes that we can make to each other. That, oh, you be like, oh, I make it another person. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. You know, like for example, now, if like you have a girlfriend, like that, I've personally had, you know, with the opposite sex, whereby some girls, whereby they like where you make dark jokes. You make dark jokes. You like, then you know, you like, you say like crazy stuff to each other, and the person gets it to joke. Now there are some other girls that you deal with, and they'll be like, no, I do not like that. You know, I do not like that. And they'll be like, oh, no, I do not like this. And I like, oh, that, please don't say that. Don't tell me, oh, that don't tell me you're a fool, or don't tell me I don't have sense. You know, you can't play like that with some people. They feel it's offensive. So there's always a way to interact with each and every person. There are private people. There are people who are reserved. There are people who are outgoing. There are people who are crazy. So when you continue to self-evaluate yourself, study the environment you're in, study the person you're talking to, you'd realize that you get your head out of your ass and be humble and try to always understand your environment more and the people around you more. I know that you're not perfect. Yeah.
I guess I agree. You know, it's basically a constant evaluation, and not evaluation as in the form of excessive criticism. Evaluation, you know, looking through things, looking back at choices that you made before and everything. So I think basically what we are saying is value is a thing of relations, you know. It's good to have self-confidence. It's good to have know what you can offer. But in the end, it's only valuable in a relational matter, you know. Like, can these skills be useful to somebody else that will now appreciate those skills in the form of maybe they are paying for the service or they are donating to your ministry or something like that. So in the end, I guess we can... Exactly, yeah. In the end, I guess we can summarize it as self-confidence and knowing skills and all that kind of stuff only becomes value when it works in a relational sense to an outside party.
Yes, well said. Well said, Daniel.
Okay.
Well
said, Daniel. Okay. So that we don't spend too much time anymore. I'd like us to end it off here. Do you have any last things you'd like to say?
Well, I've not got much to say, but all I'd say is to everyone out there listening, please do not get to a place whereby you're not teachable. Do not get to a place whereby you feel like you're so perfect and you can't get off your high horse, and always be willing to learn and keep learning, and God bless you all. Thank you, Daniel, for having me.
Yes, I am so happy that you agreed to be on here with me today. Thank you so very much.
It's an honor, Daniel. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay. So that was it, people. That was the conversation. I hope you guys learned from that. Remember, just knowing your value is not enough. Your value is mostly going to be determined as an actual value if you put it in the right place. Your skills, the skills you're learning, your business ideas and everything are just yours. They are just assets. Okay, we can't even call them assets. They are just things you have, things that occupy your capability. If they are not directed in the right direction, or if they are not placed in front of the right people, it won't be valuable. For instance, now, how should I put it? Okay, yeah, you have a man in a wheelchair. Do you understand? Something like a car, I don't know, or let's say a bicycle, you understand, will not really be a value to that person, because, well, that person probably doesn't have the legs or the spinal cord to ride the bike with. That is exactly what I'm saying. And I know that was a bad analogy. There was nothing else that came to my head at that moment. So it's basically that you know your value. Yeah, sure. But knowing your value in and of itself is not a value unless it is useful to other people who will appreciate it either with money or with exposure or something, it has to be a value to somebody else before you can say it's a value to yourself. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you very much. And concerning our guest, if you want to speak with him, if you want to get in contact with him, well, it's easy. You can find him on Twitter as Mickey E. You can just search Tobo Egbekun to come up. But if you want to type out the handle is Mickey, that's MIKEY_EEE. Now on Instagram, he's Mr_T1, that's TEEONE, Mr_T1. And if you're looking for his LinkedIn profile, I got you. On LinkedIn, he is also Tobo Egbekun. If you're wondering how to spell Tobo Egbekun, let me help you out. Tobo Egbekun is TOBOU space EGBEKUN, Tobo Egbekun. And I'll see you guys in the next 2 weeks. Thank you very much.